Weekdays, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Yes, here we go again. Welcome along. It's another Glory Days with PJ and Jim. Hopefully this one is a little bit calmer, a little bit less violent and aggressive than the last time we did a podcast.
I'm still not talking to you.
Yeah, he's still over. He's standing in the car. He won't even come
I'm
to the
still
mic.
Not talking
he's
to
he's
you.
Getting closer now.
You big bollocks. That's what I was still thinking last one.
Yeah, it hasn't faded yet. But anyway, look, hopefully we can get through this without him resorting to the level of abuse. The money I spent in therapy since last week trying to get over the abuse.
If only there was another way to have recouped that money, is all I'll say.
He's at it again. Every opportunity.
If only there was a way. You know.
No,
yeah.
I've got it. Right. I'm going to have to. We'll have to find. We have to find your happy place.
Yeah.
Right. We'll have to sort of, you know, bring you round. This, but just in case anybody missed out on it, this is because PJ had to cancel his live shows in Vicar Street due to kind of just things getting in the way, too busy, various other things going on, all of which will become apparent through the year that he's doing and whatever. And so he didn't have time necessarily to do the gigs that were planned for April in Vicar Street. And for some reason, he decided to take it out on me.
I did. Jim had an idea to make them happen all the time. And he says, come here. Did you cancel those shows? And I says, yeah. And he goes, could have done them. I'd have done them with you. We could have split the cash. I was like, oh, thanks. Thanks, shitty bum. Do you know what else? Do you know what Jim is like? I'll tell you what Jim's like, right?
And here we go. This should be interesting.
I really
By
wasn't
the way,
going to go
none
on.
None of this will be factual. You know, but anyway.
I really wasn't going to go on about this again. I had loads of ideas. And they're gone now. Doesn't fucking matter. Because Jim's ruined that as well. So here's what this is like. Jim is like the fella. Do you ever go and you buy something you really like for yourself? You go, look, new car. Actually, you know, there's a theme from last week that we could have had new cars this week. Right? New car or new television or new table or new whatever. And Jim is the guy that comes in and goes, no way, you know how much you pay? Why didn't you tell me? I could have gotten a fella. There's a fella down the road does that for. How much did you pay for? 30 grand. You fucking idiot. I actually have two of them. I'm selling them at 15 each.
I'll tell you something.
I can't believe you.
I'll tell you something.
Never buy out without telling me.
I've learned a lesson.
Yeah?
That is, keep your ideas to yourself.
I should have done that too. I never should have had hope. I know better. To have hope.
That's the thing, you see. Because, especially this time of year as well, everybody's in that boat, right, where it's literally... It's the hope they need.
It is, isn't
they,
it?
They need
yeah,
something,
you're
right? They need to kind of, there needs to be something out there that they could just, you know, throw a rope to, grab onto, and hang in until you get to at least the middle of March.
Yeah, we're like the pirates of life. We're going around with grapple hooks, trying to throw them on to something.
For some people, it's a holiday. It's like, you know, that's it. I've booked it now. I know I'm getting away in whatever
exactly,
in the summer. For somebody else, it might be, maybe it is a new, I've been saving up. I'm going to get a new car. I'm going to change my car. Yeah. Whatever.
For people like me with twins in the gaff, it's maybe I'll get a bottle of beer sitting in the garden in the rain.
Everybody, look, every little helps,
every
man.
Every little helps.
Every little helps.
It is what it is. Yeah.
And it is mad the way you kind of, you can conjure anything up into, you know, because we've often joked about this before, right? That if you've ever seen this, right, if you've ever been going about your normal business and you say you pull in to get fuel, right, your diesel or your petrol or whatever, right, and you think, to you, it looks like there's a weirdo just sitting there in his car over in one of the parking spaces.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
Man on his own.
But what you don't know is that's his moment of joy.
Yeah.
That is his hope.
He's not a murderer. He's having a rest.
He's there. He's got a sandwich, right, that he's just had to buy in, and maybe a takeaway cup of tea, and that might be the highlight of his day.
Highlight of his whole day. And you're going to ruin it by saying there's a weirdo out there sitting in the car looking
at people. And reporting him.
And then the guards will be like, come here, are you a pervert? I'm not a pervert. I'm having a sandwich.
And PJ will be able to identify with this because this will be him. This will literally be him.
Oh, it already is.
Where it gets to the stage of like that the joy in your day is, I'm on my way home, but she won't know if the traffic was bad, so I can have a half an hour with a sandwich.
Half an hour? I pulled the bike up outside the cafe and it was raining the other day. And I just sat on the bike outside the house for 10 minutes in the rain. There you go.
Lock it up now in a minute.
Yeah, I know it's raining, but it's better than being
in
there.
I'll just lock it up now in a minute, as soon as I can get off this. Well, yeah.
You know, it's that's the thing. I understand now.
It's like that time. Remember the time years ago? And it just came back to me because of I got the tyres changed on the car. Well, the back tyres changed on the car, right? Remember the time I went to your mate years ago?
Clifford's, yeah.
Great spot. And I went around the corner while I was waiting for the tyres to be done to the pebble.
Yeah, yeah, on the Pebble Beach, yeah.
Yeah, and it was obviously there was nobody there. It was early in the morning. It was about 10 o'clock or
exactly,
half 10.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, man, all I did was get a cup of tea and a toasted sandwich.
And sat down, and he sat a total silence in an empty pub. And they gave him a newspaper and sat down. And Jim, I remember Jim coming back and saying, it's the best day I've had in fucking years, he goes. Just sat there doing nothing.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, they don't even have proper phone signal or anything. No one could bother Jim.
It was amazing.
Delighted.
And a paper. Like sitting down watching it, you know, looking at a paper. There's a paper. Do you want a paper?
And do you know what the difference between Jim and me is? And here's the real difference, right? And I hate saying it. Jim deserves a break. This is the real I hate saying it. Now, Jim ended up in the tyre shop and the pub and all that. Because something beyond his control happened in life. His tyres were fucked. He had to fix them. Right. Money is about. He didn't go out to fuck up his tyres. No one warned him his tyres could be fucked. Me, I did fucking everything to myself. I am the victim of my own decisions and consequences. You know, there's nothing as pointless and as tiresome and as annoying as someone moaning about the fact they had kids. You put your penis in the baby maker. And you did everything you needed. You knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
You looked forward to it. Jim didn't go out in the car and say, I can't wait to burn the fuck out of these tyres. I can't wait. It's got to be brilliant. You know? So there's nothing as annoying and pointless as a parent moaning about parenthood.
Mind you,
you
to be fair
to you. You are the arsehole that you deserve everything you get.
But, mind you, to be fair to you, you do kind of like, you know, you have kind of... You're like that bloke who kind of decides, now, I just wonder how far, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like those, like, kind of, you know, people that do those weird experiments of like, you know, now I wonder if I could get, you know, how far this yoke will stretch before it snaps.
Before it's whacked and hits me in the face.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You've done that by just, right, okay, yeah. Now, I've had, you know, mental illness struggles. Yeah, no, I get that.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I think, I wonder now, could I introduce two babies into the mix?
Do you know what would be great for a man with a history of mental illness in his near 50s? Babies.
Yeah.
You're
like those guys. You're the living embodiment of a sort of a day-to-day version of Jackass.
Yeah,
it is. I wonder, you know.
Yeah, so my name is PJ Gallagher and welcome to Jackass. That's the start of the show.
The original Jackass might have been all about, you know, trying to set your body hair on fire or whatever.
Yeah.
But that wasn't, no, you needed to, no, but what about in the real world?
Yeah. What was the soundtrack to Jackass again? If you're going to be dumb, you better be tough. Yeah. When you get knocked down, God, again.
So you've decided to go for that, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, no, I know most people have struggled with one of those things. Give us three of them.
Give us three of them. Give us twins, mental illness, sacks of medication, a job that you have to get up at 5 a.m., a live tour that I've got to cancel because Jim won't come up with the ideas to get me money I need on time. Get me all those things. Oh. Do all of that shit.
So I have to, as the French would say, chapeau.
Chapeau, indeed. Yeah. And this is the thing. This is why people should feel sorry for Jim. Fucker's done nothing wrong. He's just trying to get through his life.
I wouldn't necessarily go that far.
Well, he wants to walk, go home, wake up the next day and do it again. And everything just still.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Again, I wouldn't quite go that far. I don't actually want to wake up and do it again.
Okay, sorry.
But
he wants
needs
to walk,
must.
Go home, get jarred and die. And he can't do that.
Yeah. You can't even do that anymore.
He just wants to retire into the woods and run free with the other primates. And he can't even do that. He's not even let do that.
Yeah.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
I mean, it's just, you know.
I deserve what I get. I'm an arsehole. Someone called me a selfish narcissist the other day. And the worst part of it was...
selfish narcissist?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My God.
Yeah, and
please
worst...
tell me that was a professional, was it?
It wasn't. It was someone who knows me.
Wow. Yeah.
And I had to, and the worst part was I had to go... Oh, fuck, maybe she has a point, you know.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if Jim says it, of course, I think he's deluded. But that's the unfair... Once again, that's how life is unfair to Jim.
No, I'm just going to write that down. That's a great expression. I can't wait to use that. Don't listen to him. He's a selfish narcissist.
Honestly, I have an ADHD assessment tomorrow. Right? It's off to me 80.
I wouldn't go if I was you. In fact, you know something? How much is it going to cost you any money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hundreds.
Let me save you the money now. Yeah. You fucking have it.
Yeah, I think so. It's just getting the paper. You need your piece of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm diagnosing you right here, right now. You have it.
Well, you see, this is...
And something else. You're a selfish narcissist.
See? You can't have both, apparently. You get one or the other.
Can you not?
Well, I don't know. It's just that the person I was talking to yesterday says, I had my ADHD assessment on Friday. And she goes, you don't have ADHD. You're just a selfish narcissist. And I went, well, do you know something I don't know? If that's exactly something I'll get a certificate for.
I didn't know they were mutually exclusive.
Well,
I'd give you both if it was up to me. But then I'm generous like that.
I'm holding now. I must be the only person, by the way, ever who's going for an ADHD assessment and hopes I don't fucking pass.
You know, oh, yeah.
Everybody's like...
It's very in at the moment.
It's very on.
I've seen a lad kind of like posting about it and, you know, make like using it as though it's a... It's a strange thing. Because I don't think any of us fully understand it. We associate it with kids who misbehave in schools or something.
Yeah,
but obviously
yeah.
it's a much wider issue than that.
Imagine how
to
much
be fair.
Jim will laugh tomorrow if I'm the only first person in Irish media ever to go for this assessment, to fail it, and to come back and say, you're not going to believe what he said.
Yeah.
He says, I'm a bordering on psychopathic nihilist and psychopathic narcissist, he said.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
He says, it's lucky I came now because I'd probably be in prison in 4 years, he said.
Yeah. As I say, you look pushing it. You see, you're not even... Even that, you're not happy enough being like, oh, jeez, I had all that going on and then now I've got the kids to look after and I'm going to whatever.
Yeah.
You're going straight in with, right, I have to find out. Let's see if I could introduce ADHD
into the mix, yeah. You know,
man, you are the living embodiment of an entire series of Jackass.
And I will say to Jim, in fairness, the first podcast we did of the year, right... And by the way, it's still fucking January. He says, can we please not have any drama this year?
I did ask for that.
And there we go.
Hasn't even lasted the little second podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, at least Jim's tires were wrecked again at least once this year. At least we've done that 2 years in a row.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because it is, whatever about, you know, we're saying in January and we said about people having hopes and, you know, okay, not New Year's resolutions, but I'm going to do this or I'm going to lose weight or I'm going to go on holiday or I'm going to do whatever. I mean, it's impossible to do anything like that with you. And I don't mean for you, I mean for me.
For you, I know.
I can't even plan anything because I don't know what sort of fucking shitstorm I'm going to encounter with you.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. Well, I'm giving you 2 years' notice, Jim. Why can't you book it in? Because my holidays depend on this halfwit.
Because I'm afraid I'll get that call. You know the way you were heading off to... Italy on your holidays or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, well, you're not.
You're not going. Just,
EJ won't be in.
No, though.
What do you mean? I'm just saying he won't be in.
He crashed.
You have to go to work.
He crashed a roundabout. He crashed a car into a roundabout in Portugal, leaving a hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I tell you. Wow.
He was going the wrong way, but you'll be happy to know he said it was your fault.
Yeah, he gave your name and insurance details. Oh, my God, man. Anyway, but listen, apart from that, though, everything's good, isn't it?
Yeah, great, yeah. Yeah.
It's the one, I mean,
Anyway, great. Anyway, to go to Tala Hospital after this, so if we could get a move on.
Right, let's give you some of the best bits from during the week on the show. We were, obviously being January, we were talking about calendars came up because, you know, I thought it was a thing of the past, but apparently people still get into their calendars.
People still love them, but even the calendar world is full of scandal, believe it or not. Yeah.
Shock hit the calendar
Stick
world.
Stick to digital is what I'd say.
Yeah, one of the long-standing traditions in the calendar world, believe it or not, turned out to be, well, anyway, look, you'll hear it yourself. Something that we actually adopted, I have to say, for our Friday feature this week. A little topic came up about canned food tasting every bit as good as fresh food. And it led us down the most bizarre wormhole.
I mean, wait till you hear the last line of this. I'm just leaving that in the hands of Jim McKay. Wait till you hear what is in a can.
Oh. Anyway, there was also weddings for some reason on this show. I don't know why we end up talking. I think I do actually now that I think about it. It's because you hate them so much that we end up talking about weddings.
A lot.
As often as we do.
Yeah, it's the constant fear of receiving an invitation.
Yeah, you're on a one-man mission to stop people just getting married.
Just do it on your own.
Sorry, that's a fair point. Yeah, to stop inviting other people
exactly.
to watch them
just
getting married.
Just leave us out of it.
Yeah.
You know.
And it, sadly, something gave him, and I'd have to agree with you on this, this particular reason is a good one.
Ooh, it's a stinker.
It is that.
Yeah.
It is that.
Yeah. I won't say anything, it'll ruin it.
And also then we were, we started to discuss some of the great work, I mean, obviously, you know, working as I do with a wordsmith. You know what I mean? A man who can craft words to his every will. This was of interest because some of the most famous, most influential speeches in the world were revealed.
Yeah, they were.
Thank goodness for us.
Thank goodness for us. Considering the last thing Jim said on the show today was, I was a knob.
I didn't say that.
Well,
we were talking about festivals, and you were saying about that festival in Japan where they parade a giant penis
through
the streets.
Through the streets, yeah.
And I just said, you know, in fairness, if you get hundreds and thousands of people, you know, cheering on a big dick, surely that's good news for you.
So there you go. And he calls me the wordsmith.
Have a listen. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Obviously, this is that time of year, isn't it, when people start thinking about kind of like, you know, especially with the traffic the way it's been this morning and the weather's, you know, two storms in the last week or whatever it's been, you kind of think about the old getting away. The other thing that happens around this time of year, isn't it this time of year they do all those wedding fairs?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, of course it is.
You know, people go along and start picking their venues and doing all that sort of stuff and their suppliers and whatever else goes
into it. I'd like to do something really different, but kind of the exact same.
That sort of stuff,
yeah.
So if you are planning... Our wedding expert, PJ Gallagher.
Look, I'm not going to say I know a lot about organising a wedding, but I know.
You know the important stuff, which is what not to do.
What not to do, things to avoid. And we've spoken about it on this show quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, because you don't want to ever go to anybody's wedding. You never want to get an invite. I pretty much agreed on that it's one of those things that it's forcing you to...
I'd rather fire a barrel of Botox into my buttocks than go... to a wedding at the best of times.
Exactly.
And we were talking before on this show about how the speeches should never be more than 10 minutes. We were given guidelines and stuff for all that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some examples of other things that can go wrong at weddings. They've asked people, what were the most cringy stuff that you've ever seen at a wedding? You know? And stuff like, you know, it became a bit of a trend where people start off dancing normal and then, oh my God, they've rehearsed routine.
Yeah.
You know, and the music speeds up and, oh, this is amazing.
Suddenly they start busting their moves.
Yeah, and suddenly you've got a breakdancing best man. And
then you've got a flash mob where everybody's, you know, half the families have been involved in it.
Oh, yeah, and
it's
you're...
like, what?
And you're like, did you really spend your time doing this? You know, well... one person saying they were at a wedding and you'll never believe what we've planned. Of course, everybody was waiting for it. They were just hoping it wouldn't go on for very long. And... they learned like six moves and the song went on forever with a never-ending chorus. You know the way that can happen?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, when you did And Here It Is, Merry Christmas, as the karaoke
thing,
and then you realise you just have to sing that line over and over again for 10 minutes. And they realised at the end of the song it was a repetitive chorus and they had to just keep doing the same five moves for like 4 minutes straight.
Oh, God.
When everybody was like, well, this is...
This was their first dance thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's like the novelty's really worn off here, you think.
Wow.
And then there's other things have happened, like, so they were getting married and the pastor, so obviously it was, wasn't a Catholic wedding, pastor was married and decided it would be a great idea to go, so you're now getting married and marriage is a great voyage. My own marriage, of course, and went on for 20 minutes about his own marriage.
Talking about himself.
And his own kids.
The priest, well, pastor, whatever.
Yeah, pastor, whatever. And started doing things like, now I hope I'll knock this on the head now in a minute, I hope I'm not wrecking your head, so...
Yeah, I'm not boring you, am I?
Yeah.
Yes!
I'll finish now in a second. If you ever have to say that, or you ever feel like you need to say that in any conversation, at any time, here's our guarantee from me and Jim. You're boring the life out of everyone, and they wish you'd have stopped ages ago.
Yeah. If it occurs to you, you might be boring somebody.
Maybe I'll wrap this up.
If the penny drops with you, it dropped with the other person a long time before that.
Don't just wrap up the story. Go home. Leave everyone alone.
Yeah.
Go home.
Go home and think about what you did.
Go home and think about what you did and why that story was so boring that even you bored yourself. You know?
Yeah.
That, it's a, honestly. And then there was another one where the vows, this is, I think, the worst of them all. So they decided it would be a great idea to sing their vows to each other.
Oh,
so I mean, instead of just doing the whole...
Singing for anybody who's not a professional singer, in my opinion, should be something that's, you know, under consideration for being banned.
I know. And the thing is, they weren't great singers by all accounts.
Right.
And the song, because the vowels went on, it was like a 10-minute song. So it was like...
They obviously fancied themselves a bit, did they? They obviously thought they were singers.
They must have, yeah. But what it ended up being was like, I love you because you got lovely hair, and then we got the kids together and we sold the Toyota and we just don't care, and then your ma's not...
But did they do the whole rhyming thing, or did they just do that weird thing that happens at musicals? You know the way you always say that about people can bust into a song in a musical, you know, like a stage musical or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily a song, it's just singing the lines. It's like, I'm going to the door, and when I see you there, I will move out into the garden.
I think it was more like that, because they used auto-tune microphones. Oh, so no. Every so often it went like, I'm going to the church to see you there. That's where that weird thing kicks in. And when we get married, we'll have kids. Check out our grandparents' children. That weird.
Oh, and God,
went on for like
20
minutes. Just don't do it. Just get it over and done with. Just get it over and done with.
Isn't it mad how some people can get so self and so up their own bottom?
Yeah. And then there's
that they don't think about, kind of like, literally, if I was watching myself doing this, I'd be cringing.
Yeah, it's just the singing thing. Imagine, like, if I was invited to your house for a sandwich or something, you know.
Yeah.
And you and your other half...
Are you having ham and cheese?
And I go, listen, I don't know how to thank you, Jim, Yvonne. I think I'll just say it was the most beautiful grilled sandwich I've ever had.
By the way, if you ever did that, you would never be invited again.
I thought, yeah, that mustard was fabulous. Maybe we'll go for a pint. Jim's paying as always.
We got a voice note in from somebody who's quite literally seen it all.
Oh, yeah, lads. I worked the catering trade for about 30 years and worked over 1,000 weddings. And I tell you some of the things I've seen. I've seen the mother-in-law getting punched at the bar right in front of me. Her string of pearls are flying everywhere. And what else did I see? An IRA wedding, which was brilliant. All the cards that the best man had to read out were lads that were still locked up in Port Leisha. You had to read out the old cell numbers and everything. I seen a wedding break up on the night they got married. A full blowout row where the best man crashed the bridesmaid's car into a roundabout after they found out that there was things going on between them all. Yeah, so yeah, if you want to know any stories about weddings, let me know. Bob and Mullingar.
There you go.
What an incredible...
Bob and Mullingar should be at one of those wedding fairs. You should have a booth where people can walk up to him and actually ask him about it.
Definitely. I love the way the best man crashed the car when he found out things were going on. What? Like, between the married couple?
But, and the other thing is, I assume when he said the IRA wedding, I assume what he meant was that at least one of the people had maybe once been a member or something, as opposed to the idea that, because when he said it first, I just immediately thought of like an IRA themed wedding where it was like camouflage wedding dress.
Everybody wearing balaclavas with their bow ties.
Like everybody in full military garb.
Imagine having a balaclava and bow tie party. It's going to be great. Please wear a name badge because nobody will know who you are.
That's absolutely amazing.
So you have to read out the cell numbers and everything.
Yeah.
So here's a one just in from, Mary and Roscommon, whatever. And here's one from the Republican Wing, cell number 14. Go on, the lads from Bullets Harness.
Up there on the second landing there.
Up there on the second landing.
East Wing.
Stay strong. Stay strong. Stay in. We know you're only on your holidays. See you in 25 years.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Nigel from Limerick has been on to say, hey, PJ and Jim, started reading PJ's book here on the M1, trying to get onto the M50 southbound. I've 6 pages read. It's brilliant, but I'm not a happy camper.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean...
It's useful, I mean, you know...
You've 2 reasons to be upset there today.
But, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, you're getting into packed lunch territory there. Like, when you're spending that long in your car to just commute to work or whatever.
It's ridiculous. Apocalyptic.
It's crazy
stuff. Know what you need? You need a can opener in your glove box for situations like this.
And for emergency supplies, you're right.
And a variety of different cans that could get you out of a pickle no matter what. They've done this survey, or not a survey, a side bit of research, where they got a whole load of people and they blind tested them with food from a can and food not from a can. Like, okay. So many different ways of saying that. I'm just going to go with non-canned food, right?
Right.
So everyone go, natural food, non-canned food. And people can't tell the difference when it comes to taste. They just couldn't tell the difference.
Wow. I think the implication being it tastes as good as fresh stuff or whatever.
Yeah. And I think this just kind of misses the point. I don't think anyone's arguing that the taste is the problem. I think it's just the health benefits.
Preservatives
one of them's full
and
of
stuff,
salt
wasn't
and preservatives.
It?
Yeah. There's a reason you use canned goods when the zombies break out or when bombs go off or when you have a shelter. It's just literally
you love
to
a good
preserve.
Zombie apocalypse, don't you? You're all for that, aren't you?
I am, because you see, I've been to Roscommon and I know what it would look like, so you have to be prepared. And, you know,
not to mention the fact that you'd love a good canned food.
And I love a good canned food. What this got us down a rabbit hole, though. Me and Jim started going, I wonder what food you can get in cans. And, dear Lord.
Yeah, because people out there are probably listening thinking, well, okay, yeah, peas, you know, canned peas compared to whatever peas for, you know, or what else do you get in beans? What else do you get in cans? All I can think of is legumes.
Well, I remember, legumes.
Well, but you know what I mean? It's true. Because what started this was we did start talking about how the Brits, to be fair to them,
they'll stick anything in a can.
I was just going to say,
they
anything.
Will stick anything in a can. You can get a full breakfast in a can over there.
Is that true?
That is true.
Oh my God.
And not only is that true, you can also get a full Christmas dinner in a can. A Christmas dinner
Christmas
in a can.
Dinner in a can.
Yeah, turkey,
how
ham.
How big's
stuff
the can?
It's not that big. It's pretty grim. Ah, man, you're not talking massive portions here. You'd go through three cans on a Christmas day. Like, it's kind of grim.
Imagine buying one of them. Imagine being the lad standing at
the
self-service checkout, with your Christmas dinner in a can.
One can of Guinness and a can of Christmas dinner. Going home.
Oh, man.
To watch one movie.
But if you think that's... Well, that is bad. There's no two ways about it. But it's only the tip of the iceberg, the stuff you can get.
What really shocked me was you can get a can of brown bread. A can! Who buys a can of brown bread? It's called B&M.
And why?
And why?
Why not just get it in a wrapper?
How bad do you think the apocalypse is going to be? That you have a can of brown bread.
Yeah.
I was going to make toast, but I can't find the can opener. What a strange thing to have to say.
Yeah.
And then you can get full cheeseburgers in cans.
Why? You know what I mean? What's the benefit of the cheeseburger inside the can?
It must be a complete and utter inability to cook or turn on anything. It must be like literally one of those prehistoric style husbands where their wife goes away and goes, there's cheeseburgers in a can. You literally
thank
just
God for that.
Open the can and eat it.
I had heard of things like, you know, they sausages. You can get sausages in cans.
Yeah.
Why? I do not know.
Spaghetti bolognese, a full spaghetti bolognese in a can you can get.
Actually, that one I'm okay with that one.
Well, he's a savage, isn't he? He's a savage. Here's a real mad one. A can of sandwiches. You can get a can of sandwiches. A can.
Again, why? Because, it's in a sandwich.
Yeah, they're called
sandwiches. Which you can get from anywhere. And you can get them in, like, you know, a plastic. I don't understand of canning it. What's the canning of?
How absolutely obsolete are your motor skills if you can't make yourself a sandwich? You'll never figure out how to open the can. Yeah.
But I mean, even that. Even the idea of having a sandwich made or buying a sandwich, you know, whatever. Sealing it in a can.
Sealing it in a can, yeah. There's a picture of it. They're called candwiches. And you can get a bacon and cheddar, barbecue chicken, or peanut butter and jelly. As jello, as whatever, the American jam, I suppose.
Yeah.
Spam, and then there's like a spotted dick in a can. I don't even know what that is. But get this. This one is the most disturbing for me. A full chicken. A full chicken. Whole chicken.
That's what it says. A whole chicken in a can.
Imagine. A whole chicken. A full one, like.
Yeah, as opposed to
you pop it
chicken
open.
Pieces or...
Yeah, you just pour it and you whack it and the full chicken falls out onto the plate. How disgraceful.
Again, how big's the can? Or small the chicken, as the case may be.
And how hard is it to find a snack box where you live?
There's an obsession with sticking things in cans. It is bizarre.
It really
that
is isn't
lunacy.
It? And I mean, I'm like, obviously over in where Clint's from and all, you can get alligators in cans and all, alligator meat and all.
Yeah.
But where Clint's from, you know, Australia and everything. I think you can buy, I think you can get your neighbour into a can over there.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. Now, as you know, of course, our PJ Gallagher, over the last little while, he's become somewhat of an inspirational figure in the world. You know, it's...
You're brutal.
Hard to know, really, where... You know, it's kind of like... It's kind of like that line about, you know, if you were to encounter somebody from Cork who's a vegetarian and also a cyclist, what would they tell you first? It's a bit like that with PJ's list of achievements, you know. Do you refer to him as, you know, maybe Ireland's greatest ever comic? Do you refer to him as, you know, an author? Do you refer to him as a playwright?
Do you refer to him as the most sarcastic man in Ireland?
Do you refer to him as... an inspirational figure in the world, for example, of mental health? It's, you know, there's so much
I don't know
that people look to you for inspiration for. And
if anything, people have looked at me and says, yes, I'm definitely not well, I'm like him.
So I was intrigued to see whether PJ would show up on this list that occurred today.
You're an awful man.
Of the most inspirational speeches,
well,
most inspirational words that the world has ever heard.
Well, as Jim once said, I had a dream that one day I would come to work and not be ridiculed by the other moron I sit with every day.
Yes. Sadly, that dream has yet to come true.
And much like Martin Luther King, we have a lot done, but more to do. But his speech is still the number one speech ever delivered by, judging by public opinion.
Right.
August 28th, 1963... was when he gave the speech, the famous speech, I Have a Dream. And it's still the number one. Still the number one. On the list now is quite a lot. Like JFK is there.
What one was, which one of his?
The inauguration speech, 1961. That's probably the one that includes Think Not What Your Country Can Do For You, but
right.
What You Can Do For Your Country.
Yeah.
That's probably there.
Not the one about I Am a Hot Dog that he did in Berlin or whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
I Am a Hot Dog, yeah.
Or whatever it was.
See, that's a better speech to me now, I have to say.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's like, you know, the Churchill speech, you know, we'll fight in all the places, that's there.
Oh my God.
Nelson Mandela's Prepared to Die speech. Big, big stuff, you know. Big world-changing
Prepared to
moments.
Die speech.
Yeah, his big Prepared to Die speech. And Thatcher is in it. And
what was Thatcher's one?
I don't know.
We're taking the milk away.
Everything she ever
said. Oh, the lady's not returning, is it probably?
Maybe that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything she said was awful. But and then there's like George the Sixth radio address, you know.
Oh, from the movie.
It was hard for him. He found it hard to string a sentence together. So there was that. And then Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, of course.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Is our favourite one didn't appear there, did it? Our Teddy Roosevelt one?
No.
The Man in the Arena.
It's not the critic that counts, not the man who points out how
that's
the strong
That's stumbled. One of the best ones ever.
I think
and, I mean,
that's the best
one. The other
one
thing is, it's all very well for Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech to be number one, but has anybody ever heard PJ Gallagher's speech, Give Up on Your Dreams?
Give up on your dreams. This is my inspiration.
You
Everything's
know,
grand. And it's
lower
probably,
your expectation.
Yeah, the higher your dreams, the less likely they are to come true.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself as much as you can before your time runs out.
Is there any Dalai Lama stuff on it?
No, there's none of that wishy-washy stuff. Right. I will say this, though, and it won't be popular. The best speeches in the world weren't real. They were all in movies. They were movie speeches.
Oh, yeah.
Any Given Sunday, you know, we got to crawl with our fingernails. For the next inch, hoo-ha!
That's a belter.
That's the best speech ever.
And the time that when the aliens were invaded, and you know, and he gave the full, today is our Independence Day.
Yeah, that's a great speech. You know, they are the best speeches. You know, they really are
the fictional ones.
Yeah, but William Wallace, a Braveheart.
That's
you know,
it. Jay,
you know,
his horse.
Would you give him, look back on this time, whatever it is, you know, one chance.
Yeah.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take our spring rolls. You know, I'm not dying for this. I'm not dying for this. But, you know.
That's true, actually, yeah.
Those are the best speeches, aren't they?
They probably, okay, to be fair, Martin Luther King, that's pretty epic, right? But, I mean, you're right, the movie ones probably provide more inspiration than...
There'll
be a lot of people not familiar with the Gettysburg Address, you know, but a lot of people who will know Mel Gibson on his horse.
Riding around, yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh, 100%. Like, I'm just like, Gladiator, there's another. That was an inspirational
speech.
That
was very good, yeah.
Sure, Nelson Mandela couldn't get close to that. You know?
That's, yeah, I wouldn't take on Nelson Mandela if I was you. But anyway.
I'm just looking at some of the other ones there. Henry V, I don't know. That Rudy, that was a great else. I don't remember the...
Troy, what did he say in Troy? I don't remember him doing that.
I don't know.
The Lord of the Rings.
Even the Goonies is on that list. What speech is in the Goonies?
And you love
that
the Goonies.
That could be seen as one of the greatest speeches of all time.
You love the Goonies.
Hey, you guys. Imagine starting a political speech with that. And now a word for our president, Michael D. Higgins. Hey, you guys.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Something that I'm kind of surprised isn't gone already, because pretty much mobile phones have made them redundant, is the idea of a calendar.
Well,
do you know what I mean? Most people have their their must-dos put in their phones.
Well, it might be the end. I hate to finish the show on a scandal. I really do. I'd like to finish the show most days with a smile on their faces. But unfortunately, there is a scandal.
This is a biggie now.
It is a biggie, yeah. It involves the Catholic Church. Basically, the Calendario Romano, the calendar of the hot priests that's been released every single year.
One of the great traditions.
One of the great traditions. Been sold in Rome and around the Vatican and on the streets for years.
Yeah. So the idea is that each month is a different hot priest.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right. Well, it's tied to scandal. Up to its neck.
Yeah. Now you might be thinking, what sort of scandal could it be? Have they, you know, revealed a little too much? Have they stepped out of their tunic?
They
or whatever
have
you call that thing?
Their cassock. Or whatever
cassock,
it's called.
Thank
their
you.
Surplice and satan. Whatever it's called. I'll tell you what's going on. They're not even priests.
Oh my God.
The men
God.
In the picture are not even priests. We've been lied to. They're not even priests. They're just young men who've been talked into it for a few quid. And I can tell you how shocked I am. And here it gets worse, Jim. It's not even just, you thought that was bad. Some of them aren't even Italian. Half of them were photographed by the photographer who lives in Seville. They're Spanish. They're regular Spanish men.
So the Italian hot priest's calendar is literally not even Italian.
They're
okay,
just,
possibly hot, but
it's just
not
the regular,
necessarily a priest.
It's the regular Spanish lads dressed as priests' calendar.
So it's no more than a It's a calendar of strippograms.
It is.
That's what it is.
It's 12 months of lies, is what it is. 12 months of
have
lies.
Have the Vatican no shame.
Yeah, they have no... And this is it as well. The Vatican have now... they have said nothing about this. It turns out that the lie is that... The sort of implied lie is that the Vatican have had something to do with it. It's completely independent. It's nothing to do with the Vatican. It's nothing to do with the church. A man called Giovanni Galizia. You poor fella. He's the guy who's been on the cover for the last 17 years. He was never even received money for being the cover boy for 17 years. He's never got any cash. And the photographer, oh, you sniggledy snake. Piero Pazzi. Piero Pazzi. Oh, you sneaky scumbag. You've been dressing people up as priests. Spanish men. Making money for years and years and years, and you didn't even give your cover boy a few quid.
All those poor L ones with their rosary beads and all, who looked forward to
all they wanted was
turning over to March.
Yeah, seeing the good looking lad there, who could do an L mass if you needed him in an emergency.
Yeah,
and nothing at all. It's lies. It's all
it just
lies
goes. That's the kind of
biggest controversy the Catholic Church has ever been involved.
That's the kind of stuff that would shake your belief, wouldn't it? It would shake your faith. You know what I mean? It would make you question your faith.
If you can't find a
hot priest,
a real priest in Italy, where can you find him? You'd be telling me you can't find him in Maynooth next.
Not to mention the fact of the. Can you imagine think of the ramifications for the likes of. You know, Cliff Richard, who might have been outsold by the hot priests, you know, at many a Christmas. His calendar might have had to take second place.
Well, that's it. That's
and
the
it
only
turns option. Turns out that it was fake. It was like, you know, they were like the Milli Vanilli of the Italian priest world.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking.
Shocking. Thing we'll find out, it's not even Cliff Richard in his own calendars. It'd be a tribute act. Clint Richards. Some poor fella. And they probably only gave him about 50 quid. He probably doesn't even know he's in the calendar.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. There you go, folks. Some of the bits from during the week on the show that we do on the radio. Called Morning Glory.
I just listened to a piece about wordsmiths. And we've come back with that.
Yeah. Anyway, so what is your, like, you know, not saying your long-term plan. I mean, in the short term, is there any sort of, you know, any sort of little bits of joy that we should kind of watch out for?
No, I've none of that at the moment. Great. That's all gone.
No, yeah. Joy of any kind of...
No. As I said earlier, sitting in the rain in a stationary position.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of...
That's probably what we'll go and do now when this is over.
Yeah, hopefully.
Separately, obviously.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Jesus, the last thing you'd want is to hear more of me. And I don't blame you. I really don't blame you. I have to say. I know you're mostly the problem, but I'm annoying to listen to. I'm aware of that as well.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm mostly the problem. Thank you for that.
Definitely most the problem. I mean, in fairness, I do everything I can around here. I don't think anyone would listen to this show and not say that man is doing too much for Jim. I don't think anyone would say
that. You're right. Yeah. Like, you are literally the wind beneath my wings.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. So if you'd like to hear more, Monday morning to Friday, every week, Jim and the Dickhead in the morning. Don't miss a beat.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.